2-4-Rule.
Okay, terrible thing going on in New York. Airplane apparently has hit the World Trade Tower. We'd like to ask anybody in, like Jersey City listeners, Hoboken, Weehawken in the area, yeah, in Hudson County, who can see that, who witness it, would appreciate a call. 1-800-283-101.5 is our number. And we'll have more on that coming up in just a moment with Joe Cutter. Quick weather, Alan.
All right, sunshine basically for the rest of the week. Maybe a late shower on Thursday, slight chance. We'll have a full forecast at the end of News Jersey coming up at the top of the hour.
New Jersey 101.5 FM radio. Again, this story, and you'll hear it in more detail coming up in moments with Eric Scott and Joe Cutter. And if you can see that, we would appreciate a call. Or if you saw something leading up to this collision, our number is 1-800-283-101.5, New Jersey 101.5 News. I would like very much to hear your story and your report. New Jersey 101.5 FM radio, I'm Jim Gerhart. Time is 9 o'clock.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 radio news starts now.
Disaster in New York City. Good morning, I'm Joe Cutter. Topping our report this hour, major news outlets reporting a plane crash into the World Trade Center in New York City this morning. With the latest on this story, News Jersey's Eric Scott live in the studio. Eric?
All right, well, Joe, this is going to be one of those days where you're going to remember when, 20 years ago, from New Jersey and all around the upper part of our state, you can see smoke that is pouring out of the World Trade Center, a gaping hole in the upper floors of one of those twin towers. It appears right now that a plane has hit one of those towers. We believe it is the southernmost tower. The smoke is unbelievable. Debris has been falling from the sky. Eyewitnesses can't believe their eyes.
And I looked up and the side of the World Trade Center exploded right when I looked up. And at that point, debris started falling. I couldn't believe what I was watching.
Now, we have no word on fatalities or injuries at this point, but already there is speculation that the death and injury toll will be severe. It looks like about 20 stories down from the top of the tower of the World Trade Center is where this plane went into the side of the building, and the smoke is pouring out from all four sides of the superstructure now. There are conflicting reports as to what kind of a plane it was. We've heard that it may have been a smaller twin-engine plane. It may have been something as large as a 737. Witnesses report hearing something akin to a sonic boom and then seeing the upper level of the World Trade Center explode. And that's where we are at this point. This is a developing story. We are also interested in talking to any of the eyewitnesses that may have been able to see it. Now, Pat is at the Holland Tunnel, and Pat is on New Jersey 101.5 now with an eyewitness view. Pat, what can you see from where you are?
Okay, looking at the New York side, it's the left tower. It's about a third of the way, not quite a third of the way down from the top. A lot of flames starting to come out now, black smoke. Looks like the fire and smoke's rising to the top.
Can you see any of the debris, Pat, that's still falling from the tower? You're quite a ways away.
I'm across the river, yeah. I don't see anything falling, a little odd, but I can see the smoke starting to get greater and greater. It's the tower with the antenna on it.
All right, let's get another eyewitness view here from Tom in Secaucus. Tom, you actually saw this thing explode?
Yeah, we were standing here in this construction site in Allied Junction, and the smoke and the explosion drew my attention to it, and just a massive amount of smoke and everything coming off the tower, and at first you couldn't tell where it was coming from, and then you could see that, just like they said, about 20 stories up, from the top, it was just unbelievable. There was a noise, but there it is. Something else hit it. Something else just hit the tower.
All right,
oh my God! Something else. A plane just hit the tower. It hit the other tower, and there's a mass explosion. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
All right, I'm unfortunate.
A plane just hit the tower.
All right, unfortunately. I don't have a video of that. I can't confirm that. We're back in the newsroom to check that out. Greg, you're in Atlantic Highlands. Can you confirm that there has been another incident there?
I can't at the moment, but I do see a rather large plume, the secondary to the first one. It's a good possibility there might have been a second explosion. I'm in Atlantic Highlands. I'm looking directly at it right now. There's a tremendous amount of smoke coming out of it, moving to the east.
What we're trying to get, I'm sorry. Bear with us here, everybody. This is live radio. Let's recap what we know here. An aircraft has crashed into the upper floors of one of the World Trade Center towers this morning. The black smoke continues to pour out of two holes in the side of that building. Now, there is activity that continues to go on in the air right now. Carmen, in Jersey City. Carmen, you're on New Jersey 101.5. Go ahead.
How are you doing today?
Fine.
Oh, my God. Another plane just hit it. Oh, my God. This is terrible. I experienced the first crash, and then I experienced another one. This is really terrible, the way it came across and hit the second one.
All right, that's two reports of that we have right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry that I'm a little reserved. I was hoping that I would have video in the studio here where I could actually see that. Joe, do you have anything new that you can add to this right now?
Yes, Eric. CBS right now is reporting that in fact there were two different aircraft that struck the building.
Right.
We don't, of course, that's still officially unconfirmed, but CBS is reporting that there are two aircraft into the building.
Nancy and Lyndon. Nancy, you also saw another explosion on this World Trade Center tower?
Yeah, I just saw a plane go by and another explosion. Looks like the other building is on fire now. Oh boy, this is really bad. I just pray for anybody who's in that building.
All right, we're looking right now that there is a plane on the north side of that tower. It looks like now it's a DC-3. We said about 20 stories from the top. We're now looking at about 10 stories from the top, and we have now some unconfirmed reports that this may have even happened twice. Neil is driving on the turnpike. Neil, what are you seeing on the World Trade Center right now?
Yeah, I'm looking right at it now from the Jersey Turnpike, and the other building's on fire now.
Now, the second World Trade Center, you can see smoke coming out of that as well?
I've been getting my way into the city, and my wife called me all panicky, hoping I wasn't on the PEP train yet, and I didn't make it because of the traffic, and both of the towers are on fire right now.
All right. Well, let's recap what we know at this point. We know, Joe, that there has been one, possibly two plane hits. And the World Trade Center.
Very serious damage to one or more of the buildings, and this has been caused by aircraft at this point. And I guess one of the things that is a bone of contention right now is how many airplanes hit the buildings and why.
Well, one would be a coincidence, or it would be an accident. Two would not be a coincidence.
Or would be a terribly horrible accident for sure. But we also do not know at this point, Eric, the size of these airplanes, and of course the huge unanswered question: how many people are involved both inside the building and in the airplanes? That remains a great question mark at this point. We do know that there is severe damage to at least one or more of the World Trade Center buildings, and as far as that goes, we don't know how extensive that damage is or how long it will take to put out any fires. As some of our callers have been telling us, there is a great deal of smoke pouring out of the buildings, and this is going to be a very difficult situation to contain for a long time because this is a fire so far on the towers.
Joe, we do have confirmed now, as amazing as this may sound now, we do have confirmed that there are two planes that have now, Jim, you want to come in here and join in on this now, that two planes have now hit the World Trade Center. The same tower now?
The same tower?
No, it's a different, it appears to be a different tower. As you're watching the conflagration on the first fire in the tower, you could see a small plane come in from the right, which is coming from the west, presumably. And it looked as if it were going behind both towers, but then you could see it went and it didn't come out, and there's a large orange explosion off to the left. So it would appear, from what we can see, that the second plane hit the other tower. It's very difficult to see because of the amount of smoke and fire. But it's a terrifying thing. It almost appears to be kamikaze attacks.
Dare we even say that at this point? That'd be kind of hard to...
If you see that the first plane hit dead center, and I would almost think a commercial airliner, the pilot would try to bank or do something to deflect his thing, but it just dead center. The second one comes in at full tilt, right? And from the camera angle, it was behind the first tower, but it certainly appeared that it hit the second tower.
I'd like to keep taking some eyewitness accounts of this thing
as we go through here.
Randall is in Newark. Randall, you're on New Jersey 101.5 as we cover this amazing event here. What did you see, Randall? Did you see this second plane?
Yes, I didn't see the plane. I saw the explosion as the guy was talking on the radio, and I was watching it. I didn't see the plane go in, but I did see the second explosion. I'm sitting here on the turnpike looking at it from Newark. Because of all the smoke, I didn't see the plane, but I did see the big explosion, you know, the ball of fire, I guess, when the second explosion occurred.
We had an eyewitness account on the air as that second plane hit. It was hard enough to believe that that one plane hit this tower, and then to hear the second one, my apologies to you, but I found that a little bit hard to believe. Pat is on Route 78, also saw that second plane. Pat?
Yes, hi. We did. My wife and I sitting on 78 coming to the toll plaza, and when that fella was on the radio,
Pat, I'm sorry, but Joe is right there on the scene. Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm right across there from Bayonne there. I was just closing my trailer doors when I caught the first puff. I didn't hear an explosion because they got a whole construction site here running. But it's on the tower building where all the transmitter towers are and everything. It's on the north side of that. It's not on this side facing Jersey. It's more or less on the other side.
All right, we do have... Boy, this is...
But it's going through it. I would say at least the top 10, 15 floors, maybe 20.
And the smoke continues to pour out of the top of that World Trade Center. Our reporters are on the way. We thank you for your eyewitness accounts. I think I'm going to turn this back over to... I'm going to turn this back over to you, Jim, in a second, as we talk to Dan in Sayreville, who saw that second plane go in. Go ahead, Dan. Dan, go ahead on line one.
Dan? At the gas station on Route 35 in Sayreville. Well, South Amboy. I could see the flames coming out of the building from South Amboy. Hello?
Yeah, Dan, go ahead, please, with your report.
Yeah, I could see the flames. I was at the, it's South Amboy, Lawrence Harbor area. I was at the gas station. And I was looking, I was getting gas, and after I heard the report, I looked over toward New York, and I could see the smoke coming out from Lawrence Harbor. And I saw bright orange flames shortly thereafter when I was looking over there.
Now, you confirm, though, that both of the towers have been hit. Is that correct?
I can't see them. I couldn't see the towers. It's so far away. I could see the smoke, though, from Lawrence Harbor.
Okay, Dan, I appreciate the report. Yes, we'd like to hear from people who could see exactly what is going on there.